Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is on a mission to increase sweet potato production across the island. We hear more about this project on today's program, and later our proverb of the day. I'm Vaughn Davis. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us.
Sharon, how you look so? What do you?
From me eat breakfast, me just feel sick.
Then how I eat so?
Kalaloo and fried dumpling.
Kalaloo? Where you get it from? You plant kalaloo?
No, me buy from me Sinus boy, in Peter.
Jeez and P, Sharon. How much time if you tell you not buy nothing from that thief in boy there? Me hear Mr. Berry complain that him spray the kalaloo yesterday and this man in half a gone.
Me never have nothing for breakfast and him sell me kalaloo for $30 a bungo. Lad, me dead now. Now me have to go spend money at doctor when me not have.
Don't buy agricultural produce from questionable sources. Be a good neighbor and report farm theft to the police 119, Crime Stop 311 or the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is inviting more farmers to get involved in sweet potato production for export and local consumption. Portfolio Minister Derek Kellyer says the ministry is promoting the Beauregard variety for its potato planting project, which is showing promising results.
The rewards seem to be quite good. What has been reaped so far seems to be quite good and encouraging. I'm sure there are more farmers that will be interested all over the country to get involved in this very important program.
The minister was speaking while at a recent tour of the Beauregard sweet potato plot at JP Farms in St. Mary. The 20-acre plot is one of the first trial areas established using clean seed plantlets from the Bodles Research Station. JP Farms has expanded and diversified its farming activities in the parish with the introduction of its first crop of sweet potato to the market. Part of the Agricultural Competitiveness Program, the project sees JP Farms partnering with the Ministry of Agriculture to introduce commercial production of a new variety of super sweet, nutrient-rich sweet potatoes. The first phase involves the cultivation of 20 acres, while the company is targeting an additional 80 acres for further expansion in line with market demand. The project is supported by the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture, AICA, and the Hunger Fund at Newport FirstSan.
We have made contacts overseas with the Fresh Produce Consortium in the United Kingdom, and we got from that group, which is over 700 persons participating, the need for us to enter markets like that with Jamaican produce, and this is one more that will find its way there.
Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries, Derek Kellyer. And now for our proverb of the day. Don't hang your basket where you can't reach it. Translation, don't hang your basket where you won't be able to reach it. And this means don't try to do more things than you can manage.
Commuters, did you know it is against the law for rural bus operators to pick up passengers along bus routes in the Kingston Metropolitan Transport Region, the KMTR? If caught, these operators can be charged with operating contrary to their licenses under the Public Passenger Transport Act. Make sure you take JUTC buses or the yellow-coded authorized buses within the KMTR and go about your business without being stopped by the police. JUTC, your route to excellence.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
That's it for today's program. For studio engineer and producer Andre Palmer, I'm Vaughn Davis, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.